Hello and welcome to TWATS, the Theatre Workers and Technical Staff podcast. This is episode 10 of season 2. It's the podcast in which I talk to people who work within the technical theatre industry about how they got in, their experiences, and any advice they can give to anybody getting in. Thank you for the continued downloads, the continued emails that we're getting, the questions that we're getting for the end of this season. It's going really quickly, but it's going really well. We're having a great time, so... And hope you're all having a great time listening to it as well. I've got a real treat for you today. Without further ado, let's get on to our next guest. I'm with my guest at this time. If you'd like to introduce yourself, and what is your current job title?
Hi, I'm Erica Bays.
Are you sure?
I am. It was Morris, but now it's Bays. But I haven't changed any of my bank cards and things like that. So
right.
I live in between names.
Right, okay.
I'm Erica Bays. I am a ASM book cover at the Book of Mormon.
Excellent.
Thank you.
That's good. That took us about 20
minutes.
Okay,
brilliant.
You are the other half of the job share with Keris that we had on the other couple of
weeks
ago.
Yes, they call us Kerica.
Kerica, right.
Yes. And I do 4 days a week.
Right.
And four shows a week. No, I do... Yeah. No, wait a minute. Sorry. Four shows a week, 3 days a week.
Right.
You're going to edit a lot of this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yes. So,
I'm not editing anything. Yeah.
What was the question?
How did you get into theatre?
Oh, good question, Bram. So I was a singer.
All right.
Yeah. I loved singing and I had a beautiful voice.
You had?
Yeah, I had. And then I joined a rock band in between finishing college and going to uni. I joined a rock band and gave myself nodules.
Oh, right.
So it really ruined my voice. So then I was buggered. Can I swear?
Yes, it's fine.
Well, the podcast called TWATS, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but that's an acronym.
Oh, of course. You're going to have to edit this. Anyway, I was a singer. And then, basically, I ruined my voice, so I then became an actor. But I wasn't very good at it. So I then became, went and did front of house while I did some auditions. Started at Wyndham's. And then I basically moved into... I started doing stage door. Then I became a crew member.
Right.
Then I started... depping as an ASM in lots of different places, and I did things like panto as an ASM.
Love panto.
Oh, it was dreadful. It was fun, but can I tell you why I found it dreadful?
Go on.
I thought I was going in to be a technical ASM as my first, because before I was just depping, so I thought I was going in to be a technical ASM, but I did end up just giving Arlene Phillips lines through an earpiece.
Right.
So I didn't get to do all the technical stuff I wanted to do.
Okay.
Anyway, so, and then I depped in loads of other places, and then someone finally let me start calling shows. And that's what I do now.
Awesome. Good. Did you train?
No.
No, right, okay. So, because you said in between school and college,
yeah,
you joined a rock band.
Yeah.
So you went to college.
Yeah.
So you did train.
Oh, yeah. But, I went to college. It was just musical theatre.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So when I said, did you train?
And I said no.
You said no. You actually meant yes.
Musical
theatre.
Yeah, and I got, I got a first in, performance for
where did
media
you train?
And screen. So college was in Amersham. And then the gap year was living in a camper van on a rock band.
Right, of course.
And
what was the rock band called?
The Mighty Goodfellas.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
I've never heard
I
of
was
them.
The only female in the band.
Wow. In a camper van? Okay. Excellent.
Great. But then I went to Kingston University.
Right.
Yes, and that's where I became a full-on actress. And then...
And you did musical theatre at Kingston University?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but by that point I'd sort of...
So let me get this right.
Okay.
You... I finished school.
Yeah.
You went to college.
Yeah.
And then you went to university.
Yeah.
And when I said,
"Did you train?"
Did you train? And you said, "No."
Oh, I see. I thought you meant, "Did you train in stage management?"
Did you train? Well, you did musical theatre. That's training.
Yes.
Right. Good.
Sorry, I misunderstood the question, Brian.
Okay, that's fine. What was your first job working backstage? Paid job working paid. Backstage in musical theatre. What show was it?
Stomp.
Oh, Stomp, like Keris.
Yeah, like Keris.
That's probably where you met Keris.
Probably, yeah, well, I already knew Keris, but Keris got me the job at Stomp.
Oh, right, okay.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Give us a list of all the jobs that you've had.
Okay, so I've done Stomp. I've done something at the Almeida, did a couple of those called The Treatment. There's an interesting one. I did Panto at Wimbledon.
Right.
I did, oh, Funny Girl. And actually, it was at Funny Girl where I heard someone call. The first time I really heard a show caller be fantastic. And I went, I want to do that.
Where was that at?
That was at Funny Girl. And I heard some.
Where, though?
Oh, where? Savoy.
Yeah, the Savoy. Well, people don't know, do they?
Well, they should.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, at the Savoy, and I heard someone, the DSM, call the show, and I said, I want to do that.
Oh, excellent.
And then 4 years later, I finally did it.
Takes a while.
It does.
What would you say was your favourite job you've had?
Book of Mormon.
Okay. What's your actual favourite job that you had? Did you leave the Book of Mormon at one point to go to Harry Potter?
No, I left the Book of Mormon to go to Matilda.
Oh, Matilda.
Yeah, to get my second show calling experience.
Right.
Because I needed another show under my belt. And that was a big job, and there were kids and everything.
I know.
But it was great. I learned a lot on that one. Great deal. So that was my second show I called, and then I've come back now, obviously, to do the job share with Keris.
Yeah.
Which is brilliant. But I was going to say something else. Yeah, I depped at Harry Potter, I depped at Aladdin, and I depped somewhere else. I can't remember where.
Okay, excellent.
Mm.
That's a good answer. Now, so being a woman in the industry,
yes.
Have you come across any issues as a woman in the industry? Also, were you working when you were pregnant?
Yes.
What do you think did you think that people treated you differently because you were pregnant?
But they did, but only in the way that I was happy with.
Right.
I would say.
Okay. And you don't feel like you've ever been held back or...
No.
Not allowed. Okay, good.
No, I
good
don't
answer.
Think
so. What would you say are the pros and cons of the industry?
The pros are... I mean, it's fun. It's, you know, I love... You know, when that last song at the end of the night and...
You love it when you get
it.
To go home.
You get to go home. But you get to go home happy because you put on a great show. And especially when, if a show ends on a banger.
Right, which all shows should.
Should. Some don't.
Some don't.
But this one, the one I'm currently working on, tomorrow's the last day. Is that the one? Is that what it ends on? Bloody hell. Whatever it is, great. Love it. Can I have a sip of my tea now?
Yeah, of course you can have a sip of your tea. Excellent. What would you say... Sorry, you didn't really go on any other pros or cons. So.
Oh, I didn't, did I? do you want me to give a con?
If you want to, yes. I mean that's the question.
It's the same as what everyone's going to say. It's just the hours, isn't it?
Hours.
It's the hours, but, if you've got a good team, if you've got good people, then they're the right people to be hanging out with. And, I was, as I said, been in the theatre. I've been in the theatre industry for a long time, from front of house to stage door to crew to depping to now doing what I'm doing. And are you looking to see how long this is?
No.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. I'm looking at your level.
I forgot what I was saying now.
You've been in the industry a long time. From backstage to crewing to
and going out
front of
after
house.
Work is fine.
Right. So is that a con or a pro?
I'm not sure anymore.
Right, excellent. Okay. I established with Keris that your pros and cons lists change. When you start having families or you start, it changes.
Mm,
so that's
definitely.
An interesting one.
Yes.
What would you say is a common misconception of anyone trying to get into the industry?
That we can get them tickets for free.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, it's all the time. Oh, what do you do? Oh, I work in stage management. What's that? Oh, blah, 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 blah. All right, can you get me tickets? No.
Right. I mean, that's kind of just somebody who doesn't work in the industry. That's a misconception of them, right? That's not somebody trying to get in. Because if somebody's trying to get into this industry and you go, I work in stage management, and they go, what's that? They've kind of got a problem there.
Right, yeah. I thought you meant misconception of just... So no. You don't mean normal people.
Let me read the question again.
Okay, go on.
What's a common misconception of somebody trying to get into the industry?
Oh. Common misconception. That it is going to be maybe easier than you think it is?
Well, there you go. That's good.
Yeah?
I mean, you're not asking...
As in... Well...
It's what you think is a misconception. Yeah. It's no right or wrong
There's
answer.
No right
it's
or wrong
not
answer.
A questionnaire.
No, you're right. Yeah, that it's you
it's
know
easier.
It's easier than they think. They're going to be oh, you work if you yeah, but it's not. You have to
graft.
I was going to say graft. How did you know I was going to say graft?
I didn't.
You do. You have to graft.
And you do.
You have. You know. It's just, you know. Yeah. I've worked very hard to get where I am, Bram.
What, in this dungeon?
In the dungeon. This is Bram's dungeon, by the way.
Yes.
I knew he had one in this building.
Yeah. It's wonderful. So what advice would you have to anybody who is trying to get into the industry?
Into the industry.
Yes.
I would say write to everybody. Find out who they are. Right?
Yeah.
Find out who the people are. Find out their name, write to them, cover letter, CV, ask if you can do free work. God, I did so much free work. I really did.
Yeah.
To the point where I was like, right, now they're going to pay me for it.
And then they didn't.
And then they didn't. So I did some more free work. And now I'm here.
There you go, you see.
Yeah, so it all worked out fine.
That's a journey.
Yeah. And talk to people and listen to things like this. Like, to be honest, when I was depping and I sort of was learning everything as I was going along, if I'd have known about something like this, I would have been like, oh, that's brilliant. That's so good. You're doing some of the work for me.
Thank you. I appreciate that. It's very kind.
Yeah, it's good. You're doing a good thing.
Thank you. That's very kind of you.
Thank you.
And that's my end of my list of questions.
Yeah,
so
I'm not surprised.
Thank you for joining me.
You're welcome.
It's very, very good of you.
Okay.
Thank you. A massive thank you to Erica there today. She's a very much a character, which theatre has so many characters. So it's great to actually interview someone who's a real character like that. So thank you to her for that. And thank you for listening to this. If you want to send us anything, any questions, anything you like, anything you don't like, it's twatspod@hotmail.com. The Facebook is twatspodcast. The Instagram is twatspodcast. And the TikTok is twatspodcast. Yes, send us some questions, tell your friends, tell your family, tell anyone who you think might like it, anybody who wants to get into theatre. We really want this to be a tool for people to help people get into theatre. So tell anyone you know who you think might quite enjoy it, and anybody who's not interested in theatre, because it might get them interested. And the more people that are interested in theatre, the better. So thank you very much for listening, and I shall see you all next week.